If you squint your eyes the right way from the third floor of the Tucson Pima Public Library, downtown almost looks like a real city. But it doesn't hide the fact that it's still a neglected child, a motherless ground. It's overcast here on the third floor. On the town, people drudge like zombies in miscellaneous packs. In the back background, you can hear Chet Baker's "The Thrill Is Gone." It skipped with the crying streets, lonely for boys waiting for the red light to turn green and dismantle with a frosty glow. If they could just see beyond the particles that make visible light visibly buzzed and scattered. If I could just see the energies and entities in my idle city, I would implode with ecstasy. If I could just get one look at my guts, I would know what I'm all about. If we could just captivate each other as much as television does, I assure you, the world would be a far better place. You see, warily as they barricade the next wave. Synchronized, statistics static, the revolution will no longer be stagnant. The evolution will not be broadcasted by cosmic rays, visible light, alpha waves, infrared light, heat waves, sex rays, radars, ultraviolet rays, television, or radio waves. The evolution will go beyond the scale of any waves. Anyways, my evolution will come at the same time four-dimensional subatomic patchwork proceeds T-time at multidimensional me. Unseen and experiencing gravity-defying verses decaying their own words into molecular forms that once immersed us. Voluble opuses like the ceiling fan voluptuously spinning its ass off while dismal streetlights make effortless attempts and cascade my proximity infatuation to the road of obscurity. Just don't think I've spoken non-physically. The domes of our egos really seem to be bruising. Non-physically speaking, that is. There's no way for me to put this soundly, so my hands span an expressive spectrum and say it loudly. And that's the facts, Jack, just the facts. My past is extending its forearm to me, my precognitive poems, and shaking my analog thoughts into breathing rhythms, syncopated to the beat of my heart. A hopeless dreamer's jeopardy and spinster's fate. And I will graciously spit these words inane and inebriated inexorably. I might say my words are stronger than skin, with the ability to withstand the heat of the sun and circulate the circuits of the mind circus, or construct earth-shaking conjectures that cut quantum theory with precision lathes. You see, my hands shudder warily as they barricade the tip of the next waves. On the ground, people drudge like zombies in miscellaneous patches. And on the town, my mind is an idle city.